34, beginning with the first verse. And Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, which is opposite Jericho. And the Lord showed him all the land, Gilead as far as Dan, all of Naphtali, and the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, and the land of Judah, as far as the western sea, the Negev and the plain, that is the valley of Jericho, and the city of palm trees as far as Zoar. And the Lord said to him, this is the land of which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to your offspring. I've let you see it with your eyes, but you shall not go over there. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him in the valley in the land of Moab, opposite Beth-Peor. But no one knows the place of his burial to this day. Moses was 120 years old. Hey, see that? 120 years old, right? All right. 120, this is what got me and my young friend was talking about aging in Scripture. 120 years old when he died. His eye was undimmed and his vigor unabated. And the people of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. Then the days of weeping and the days of mourning, Moses were ended. Moses, the son of Nun, was full. And Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands on him. So the people of Israel obeyed him and did as the Lord had commanded Moses. And there has not arisen a prophet since in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. None like him for all the signs and the wonders that the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all the servants of all his land, and for all the mighty power and all the great deeds of terror that Moses did in the sight of Israel. This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Holy God, I'm grateful and humbled still after these many years to preach your word once again. So take my heart, so take my mind, so take my spirit, so take my body. Use them for your glory and the benefit of your people. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and for his sake I ask this. And God's people said, amen. Look at disappointment backing a person, cause, or organization that turns out to be fraudulent. Look at disappointment getting caught having an affair. Look at disappointment being caught in a public lie. Look at disappointment, losing one's temper and making comments one later regrets. Look at disappointment, being overheard saying something one would like to keep private. Take a look at disappointment. The word disappointment means what it sounds like. It means to miss clearly a defined mark. Mistakes are nothing new. Disappointment is nothing new. To disappoint the ones you love and respect is part of life. Even though you don't intend to do it, it happens. Like Moses, we will disappoint God, which means we will disappoint people that we love and respect, or someone we love may disappoint us. Whatever the case, God shows us through our passage this morning how Moses disappointed God, and Moses had to accept the consequences. But before we go into how to recover from disappointment, please allow me a few moments to share how Moses disappointed God. In Numbers chapter 20, the people had come to the Valley of Zin, and they were very, very thirsty. But being very thirsty made them very, very grumpy. And they started complaining to Moses and Aaron. They said, Moses, Aaron, you brought us out here to die. You're going to kill our livestock. We're going to die out here. We could have died in Egypt where we at least had something to eat. And this continued and continued. So Moses and Aaron went to the temple of meeting and they bowed before the Lord and they said, Lord, What are we going to do? The people of God are thirsty and they are complaining and they seem to want to attack us. God told Moses, he said, look, I want you to take your staff and I want you to go to the river and I want you to go to the rock, and I want you to say to the rock, water come forth. Well, Moses gets up and Aaron gets up and Moses takes the staff and he goes over to the rock and he slams the rock with his staff. Not once, but he slams it twice and then he kind of curses at the people of God. He says, here, drink water, you rebels. You get on my nerves complaining all the time. And God told Moses, he said, I didn't tell you to do it that way. I wanted you to show my holiness. I wanted you to show my grace. You disappointed me. So just because of what you did, instead of speaking to the rock, you slammed the rock and then cursed at my people. Instead, now you cannot go into the promised land. You can see the promised land, but you can't go into the promised land. Moses disappointed God. We will disappoint God and the people we love and respect at times. What do you do after you have disappointed someone? After the embarrassment of disappointing someone you love, when does it get better? Is there a way to recover after a disappointing incident? When we disappoint God, how do we recover? Well, let's first listen to our verse this morning. Verse 4, we have to accept the consequences. That when we disappoint people we love or God, we have to accept the consequences. This is the land of which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, I will give it to your descendants. I've let you see it with your eyes, but you shall not cross over there. If you listen close enough, Moses does not respond or try to make an excuse. It is imperative when you disappoint those you love that you just accept the responsibility for the mistake. It is imperative that you're sorry for the disappointing those you love, especially because when you disappoint someone you love, you are disappointing God. Moses had a tragic failure and he accepted the responsibility in full. When we disappoint God or someone we love, we must learn to move forward. Learn to move forward. Listen to what our verse says. Joshua, son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom because Moses had laid his hands on him and the Israelites obeyed him, doing as the Lord had commanded Moses. So we must learn to move on. Tiger Woods pulled off one of the great comebacks in sports history at Augusta National last year, winning his fifth Masters title and 15th major tournament by one stroke and ending a decades-long championship drought. The 43-year-old golfer suffered a series of personal and physical disappointments. Tiger Woods' philandering cost him his marriage, and he became addicted to prescription drugs. But Woods said to his children's infectious happiness made him determined to recover and return to the top. Tiger Woods learned how to move on from the disappointment and let life build around him. Move on if you're disappointed. Move forward. And third, give those you have disappointed to God. If others haven't gotten over it, give those whom you love and you've disappointed, give them to God. Verse 8 reads, the Israelites wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. Then the period of mourning for Moses was ended. Joshua, son of Nun, was filled with the Spirit because Moses had laid his hands on him. And the Israelites obeyed him, doing as the Lord had commanded Moses. Disappointment has a beginning and an end. Disappointment has a beginning and an end. Our passage tells us Israel wept for 30 days and then mourning for Moses ended. Disappointment has a beginning and an end. Disappointment has a shelf life. Disappointment has an expiration date. People stop grieving at some point and move on. But there may be others who don't move on, who will never let you forget, who will keep remembering the past. What do? You have to give them to God. What is important for you to do is put people in God's hands. Some will never let you forget you disappointed them. Some will move on and forgive you the disappointment. What is absolutely necessary for your stability of mind is that you put those you've disappointed in the hands of God. Recovering from disappointment is no easy thing. It is filled with emotions you'd rather not experience. And there are many things we have done we would love to take back. Disappointing those we love and the God we serve may happen, but there is time when that will pass and life will go on. What is an enemy? What is an enemy of gratitude? It is disappointment. There is a time for heal. There is a time healing will manifest itself, and the grace of God will shine through your recovery of disappointment. Let us pray. Holy God, we've had moments where we've disappointed. We've had moments, oh God, where we weren't at our best. And then you still brought us through anyway. Help us, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, to do as the scripture shows us, to recover from disappointment, to not let it be an enemy of gratitude. This we ask in the precious name of Jesus Christ and for his sake. And God's people said, amen. Let us stand and reaffirm our faith in the Lord by reciting the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Please remember, we will not be passing out the offering plates. They are in the front and the back. Holy God, we're grateful for the ability to give, not just of our own finances, but of our time and talents and treasure. Thank you, dear God, that when you ask of us, it's not, you don't browbeat us, you don't pressure us, you don't use tactics that make us feel guilty. You said you love a happy giver. So we happily give to you and ask that you would bless it, and that we would use it for the promotion of your glory in Elderton, in the town of Elderton. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and for his sake we ask this. And God's people said, amen.